Good morning. How are you doing? It's Trina Murray here, and Sarah Reynolds from Organised Chaos is back this week helping us declutter our lives. God, I need to kidnap this one and keep her in my house. Morning, Sarah. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Trina. Good morning.
So, want to talk to you today about how to downsize your belongings step by step to ensure that you never ever have a junk room again. I have cleared the junk room time and time again, and a few weeks later we're back to square one.
Yes, yeah, and I'm kind of clearing out my spare room as well at the moment, so it's going through a bit of a transition as well, so I can completely understand that room. I suffer from that too.
No.
Spare room shambles sometimes, but we'll get it sorted. Yeah, so the first tip I have about junk rooms or spare rooms is you have to give the room a definite function. What do you want this room to do? So for me, my spare room has moved from an office, a home office, and it needs to be now more like an attic. It needs to be more for storage and my laundry as well. So that is what I'm transitioning it to. You need to give it a definite function.
My spare room at the moment, it's kind of a storeroom. It's kind of a bedroom in case anybody stays over, which isn't that often, but the odd time someone might stay. And it's also an office. Mm. So too much stuff going on.
Yeah, generally with spare rooms or with any room in general, you can usually maybe go to each room is supposed to have one function, you know, kitchen for feeding, the living room is for entertainment, etc. But sometimes, especially with a spare room, you might have two functions. You've described moving into three. Three is too many.
So downsizing your stuff then, what do we need to do?
So you want to work on this room fast. Because it's a junk room or a spare room, and we have this tendency to put clutter in there and just go, oh, here, listen, I'll just throw that in there. What you need to do is you need to move really fast in this room so that you're getting ahead of the clutter and so that you create this functioning room. I'm stuttering this morning.
Functionable, that's a new word.
So you need to work on it fast so that the clutter doesn't build up. That's the first thing. Then as well, once you've decided what is it that you're going to donate or what you're going to throw out, get it out of the house as quick as possible. Otherwise, you'd be like, oh, I'll just leave it in the spare room at the corner of the door. And lo and behold, you keep that thinking with other items. So items that are designated to go out, out they go, and it'll be pushing the room towards this new function or new job.
Okay.
That has to do.
So when you fill up the charity bag into the car straight away,
yeah, into the boot of the car or something, even if you can't get to the charity shop that very day.
Do you think there's any point in doing things like car boot sales, or does that make you hold on to stuff just in case you might be able to sell it?
Yeah, like, I mean, in my spare room at the moment, there's a section of the, just a small corner of the room that is items that I'm going to sell. So I have some items that are going to go on to Dundeal and some items that are going to an auction room. Those items are zoned into a corner so I can work on the rest of the room. But it also means that with selling, because it can take quite a while, you're keeping everything neat and tidy in one space. And as the opportunity comes up to sell, you're able to grab and go. Mm-hmm. But for car boot sales and for selling items, you do have to be aware that it is going to take time. And so it really is important to keep any items you want to sell neat and tidy in one area.
Yeah, yeah. You see, I think the problem is I've too much stuff. And you think to yourself, oh, but it's worth money. It's not rubbish. I don't want to throw it out. Sometimes you have to let things go, though.
Absolutely. We have this huge sort of guilt trip that, oh, that was either, you know, it cost a lot of money, or, oh, my friend gave me that and she was so kind to me and I don't want to give it away, or it's sentimental. And, you know, there's a place for keeping some items with that thinking, but you can't keep everything. And there are some items you're going to have to make your peace with that they need to go in order to create space and in order to create this life that you want. Mm-hmm. That's going to make you feel that.
Yeah, because you'd wonder then, you know, once they go, do you even remember that you had them?
No, nobody. Very, very rarely do people remember. Very rarely. I could count on one hand the amount of times somebody has said to me, actually, God, when I got rid of that, I regretted it. Could count them on one hand, and I've worked with a lot of people.
Yeah, but they love the fact that their homes are now clear.
Absolutely. You see, you get this huge, enormous feeling of relief, and you also get energized. And the more you do it, again, coming back to the let's do this quickly, if you can do it quickly, you get used to it and then you start enjoying the process. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, any other steps then how we can sort out the junk room once and for all?
So with a spare room, if there, you're going to have more than one function in it, you want to create zones, okay? So there is one area that is going to be for the guest bed and maybe you're going to have a section of wardrobe that's going to be completely empty and that's for your guest, whereas there is another part of a wardrobe or cupboard and that's going to act as your attic or storage. It's really important to create zones in this room and have clear, definite boundaries. This is where this particular category of items are going and nothing else is going in there. We generally tend to zone a lot of rooms in the house, almost all of them, but in a spare room and junk room, if you want to control it forever and ever, then you're going to have to make sure that these zones and boundaries are very clear, that shelves are labelled, that containers are labelled, so it's clear that this is where this item lives and nothing mm-hmm. else.
Okay, it sounds lovely, doesn't it? Finally though, getting it done and then not having to worry about it, it would take a lot of stress out. Sarah, how can we contact you if we're interested in you coming to our home and sorting our lives?
Yeah, if you want to log on to the website, organisechaos.ie.
Great, this is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.